Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
How does the Democratic Party intend to win midterm elections without voting rights?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I don't think the Democratic Party intends to win anything.
No, they intend. Whether or not they will is something different, but they intend.
There's no way that they expect those good old people that they went up and voted, that they didn't promise things, that they ain't got nothing else. People that saved the elect, there's no way they expect those good old people to go
you
out.
You sound like you had CBD candy. What? Now,
you want, they know them good old people ain't going back out there to vote again. After this, they know. Come on now.
They're used to.
They're going to have to pull another rabbit out the hat for this one.
But I'm saying that voting rights specifically, let's just say I get your point, right?
Yeah.
I get your point. From our perspective, it's almost impossible to believe.
It's actually disrespectful.
It's actually disrespectful to even not just assume, but to request or demand of people that they vote,
belief.
Right, that they vote for anyone who has not fulfilled any of the promises that were made, right? So that I agree with. I agree with you 100% on that. But I'm speaking of something different. I'm saying, because what happens is, even when you say, I'm not engaging myself in this election. I don't believe, I don't trust, right? We have that position and that's okay. But the thing is, then you have to start listening to the people who are running against these folks. And when you start listening to them and understanding their agenda, it may encourage a lot of people to say, you know what? I'm going to the polls, right? I'm going to the polls. Now, I'm not saying everyone, and I'm certainly not talking about Ray Ray's and Keisha's and others, but I'm saying there are a group of people.
People want to kill me, man.
I know that.
I'm death threat.
I agree with you. Me too. I'm under attack about it all the time, and I still would make the same decision if I had to do it all over again. But I'm speaking of something even different. I'm saying there are some folks in our society that when approached and they are listening just because you're watching the news or you're at church or you're reading the paper, or you're in your community, when you hear the other side of what you may be looking at and you're listening to someone who absolutely wants to take away your right to have an abortion, so your right to choose, and or they want to open more prisons, or you know they want to they want to close more schools, or you know take more funding from communities in order to invest more in punitive measures and support police, and you know they bleed the blue. When you hear that rhetoric and that tone, right? It may encourage you to say, I don't think that these other folks is worth a damn either, but I know I have to block this individual from becoming whatever it's senator or whatever they're voting for in their community. What I'm speaking of is now you're on your way to go vote and you find out that your vote is actually being suppressed by way of the laws in that particular state. Just forget it. I'm saying
everything.
They could have done it all right and this and that. I'm talking about voting rights.
It's going to the vote. The people that want to vote that still believe and say, you know what, I'm going to vote. And they get there and realize they can't.
The name has been purged. They need this, you know, their ID has to be updated. They're, you know, they've been voting, knowing that you got elderly people who have been voting for years with one little letter misspelled on their identification versus their voting record, because when we were coming out of enslavement and we never had the appropriate records, a lot of people have continued through life with things that's not 100% accurate, but it's Mama Mavesley's information. You know what I'm saying? And so to have this situation where it seems like people are fumbling and the administration and others are fumbling on fighting as hard as hell to get voting rights accomplished. I'm trying to figure out when you're already failing at all at getting the policy in place, and then you're not even giving people who might just still want to be with you the ability to go to the polls. Like you, they can't be planning on winning anything.
They don't plan on winning. I'm trying to tell you, they don't have any plan on it. They just, at this point, it's like it's just going through the motions. And it's disappointing because, you know, you want, as somebody who wants things to be good, you want things to be right. You know, you actually pray on it and all that. You want to believe that there is some side or some individuals that are in power to some certain degree that actually want to do right, you know, that are willing to do whatever necessary to do right. So I'm not saying, I don't believe they don't want to do it. I think they haven't come to the stage in the mind frame of that they have to do what's ever necessary to do right. Mm-hmm. Not doing right is just not an option. I'm not going to allow you to delay justice and delay things that are right. I have to do whatever it is within my power to make things right. You know, and that's, even though we hope for that, that's not what we are. So, you know, if people can't even go to the polls, and then the people that ain't never going to the polls, and the people on the opposite side got people going to the polls, and they reinvigorate.
Going to the polls.
You know,
they don't care.
They ain't going for you, champ.
They going to the polls for their own agenda. Yep. And their agenda is, either they're going to get some things that they want done that oppress
all the time
communities, or just stop that community from being able to progress in any way. They can't gain any more ground into, breaking down systems of oppression. And so they vote for different reasons. They vote because you might be somebody who maybe you're not as radically conservative as I want you to be, but I at least know that you're not going to support a progressive agenda.
That's right.
So, we have people that are on both sides that think similarly, but yeah. I think the issue with us as Black people at this point is that we are no longer in a position to just, like, we've already stopped some of
the... We can't just keep kicking, you know? We just... Right. We're not... The shuck and the dry, kiki, and go along to get along, that shit is over. So, you know, we're just in a different space.
That's how we own it!
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.